In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wild.
Oh my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
What's up, baby?
It's Thursday. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Our last day together, not to bring the party down. I'll be at the funeral tomorrow. Have my back. No jokes. I know Evan will.
I'm just a little mad at you and Evan.
Why? Because we're in a good mood?
No, the Kobe conference, the streets were talking, man. They're not happy with you two.
Gotta
Please.
Let that go.
Yeah. Silk Basie not happy with you, Evan.
Yeah, that one actually cuts me. Yeah. I love Silk.
Wait, Silk Basie's mad at me?
No, Evan.
Oh.
He knows who you are.
About
you
the Kobe.
Yeah, you just
about the Kobe thing.
Yeah, you just a hater.
I got you.
Yeah. What you got? We got stuff.
And it never stops. Never stops. We got the Warriors back in action tonight against the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix. Early legacy game?
Why would you say that?
Well, this is a big one.
No, I mean, the one they lost a couple days ago, that was a big one.
But look,
you're saying because everything around the team.
Absolutely.
The cloud. Well, one game's not
only that,
cure it.
I mean, you got Kuminga back in the rotation. So in a way, we're looking forward there. We're moving forward, but...
Can I give you a
note? See what Slater just wrote?
And we might have him.
No, we're going to have him.
Okay.
We'll have him later on in the show. Anthony Slater of ESPN wrote a story about Klay Thompson. And Steph Curry and Draymond Green, the big three,
which I never wanted to break up. I never wanted them to break up. I wanted them to ride out in the sunset together along with Kerr.
Well, they might, but it just won't be in the same team.
No, it's too late. We've already had to deal with watching him in another uniform. Klay.
Yeah, I mean.
Next question.
I'm worried about Phoenix.
Well, what about the idea of Klay coming back?
What about the idea of us getting out of 13-14 and not getting into play-in with a date with Denver or OKC? It's too soon for me. Do you have a problem with that, Steiny? It's too soon.
For what exactly?
From going down memory lane. We're 13-4. We're in loser lane.
Well, they were asking You know, he asked
the big boys
about Clay leaving. It's kind of weird, the timing. I guess next week they're playing the Mavericks, but last year
that's Christmas they're playing Dallas.
Last year the Warriors were on a 6-game road trip, and Curry and Draymond just up and left the road trip. They didn't miss any games, but they went to see Clay in Dallas, and Steph Curry was asked about if he could eventually see a reunion between that, because there's no one that carries more weight with Clay than Steph. And Curry said it'd be unbelievable of the idea that Clay comes back. If that time comes and that conversation is had, of course I'm going to call him and say, we want you back. And hopefully that would be a welcome message. But as we stand right now, that seems like a far distant reality. But so did his leaving.
Well, then I would just say this, because, you know, I'm a sports romantic, and I wanted them dudes to, Dre, Steph, and Clay, to ride out together. I said that early. But if he has so much weight, then why was that trade consummated? Why was Clay up out of here? And I'm not saying Steph runs the team, but if you tell me, and you just use the word, shout out 24-Hour Fitness, weight, I'm saying why did Clay leave in the first place?
Well, because I think he wasn't happy.
These are all wounds that I'm not ready to revisit as we are in a slump, too.
Should we cancel Slater?
No, not at all.
We can cancel him if this is too painful.
It was horrible.
I just paid him $50.
For what?
His team beat Logan, knocked him out to playoffs football.
You lost another bet?
My God.
See, when you say I paid Slater $50, I'm like, oh, he gave it to a fundraiser. Slater's raising money for sick kids.
Yeah, that qualifies.
No, you didn't give him $50. You lost a bet to him.
Yeah, his team beat us. Yeah, but anyway.
I got you.
And what about this football, Steiny? We're not, like, I'm so excited about.
The Niners don't play tonight.
No, they do. They're going to be in Seattle uniforms. If Seattle wins and the Niners went out, they'll have the number one seed. My point is, there's so much drama, not in LBC, in the Bay with the Warriors. We're not for omitting the Niners, but this stuff is this is drama right now. And I think Jimmy is about to, that's another glacier that's about to explode, man. Eddie Johnson was on with the Morning Roast. He said he's coasting. I'm paraphrasing. He's being Derek McKee.
Was that an interview from 6 years ago?
No,
it could have been.
It was this morning.
Seriously.
Wow.
I mean, look,
give me some answers.
Well, we'll start to get some tonight.
The audacity. I
felt like before the last two games, things were changing, and I still think they're changing, and I think they'll continue to change tonight, if for no other reason than Kuminga's going to play. He hasn't played in the last three games, so he's going to be available. Al Horford, doubtful, though, Goo. But he's starting to get warm. I can feel it. The engine's starting to turn over.
Maybe by the All-Star break.
Oh, I think – oh, no, before that.
The play-in game?
That's it. I have no idea.
Dude.
So the boss is – well,
I'm down on him. Did you hear – you guys just don't even care about me. All four of us got together. Evan doesn't even know this. I'm telling him the avenue for the Niners to get the number one seed. And it's easy. Seattle beats the Rams. Niners went out. They're number one. After I do that to you three thinking I'm doing my thing, Mike Greenberg, he goes to Evan, hey, can you get that? So that you can explain it to the listeners. I just did. But you guys don't see that stuff backhanded, you know?
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. You do that often, and
like, damn.
Let's not talk about running the table till they have like two games left.
I'm
saying? Yeah.
They can make the playoffs with a win, or a Lions loss.
Yes.
Mm.
So they got two cracks at it. Yeah. Lions, of course, play Pittsburgh this weekend, and they're 8-6. They're 8-6. All right. Here's what I was thinking today, Goo. Okay.
Give it to me.
Warriors related. I think I've pinpointed a problem. So I'm looking at 5 teams in the West right now.
All right.
5 teams in the West. All right. Minnesota, the Lakers, Denver, Memphis, Phoenix. All right. I didn't do the Clippers.
Okay.
Didn't do Oklahoma City because they don't belong in it. And then what I did was I went to their rosters and made a list of 4 or 5 guys who play for that team. legitimate minutes.
Yeah.
But they're not really a part of the big three or the big four or whoever that team has. Like the Lakers, I'm taking out, you know, LeBron, Reeves, and Doncic.
Okay, got you. They're mainstays.
Right. So I'm looking at some other guys like 5 through 10.
I like this.
All right. Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's been very fortunate. They got 6 guys.
Lost last night.
Anthony Edwards has been out, but the rest of the team has pretty much played all year. They're 5 through 10, essentially. Jalen Clark, Terrence Shannon Jr., Rob Dillingham, Bones Highland.
I love all of them. I always love Bones, okay?
Lakers, Marcus Smart, Jake LaRavia, Jackson Hayes, Gabe Vincent. Denver, Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, Tim Hardaway Jr., Valanciunas. Memphis, Aldama, Lonsdale, KCP, Cam Spencer, Conchar. Phoenix, Royce O'Neal, Gillespie, Ryan Dunn, Mark Williams. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Those guys are not significantly better, off the charts better, than Kuminga, Pods, Moody, and Buddy Hield. So it's got to be the better players on the team that are responsible for where they are.
I have no qualms with that, but for this exercise, Steph is not – I'm just sorry. You tell me, anybody out there, what he could do better or more, and I'll listen, but he's superseding any expectation that I had at 37. So I want more for Jimmy Butler. I won't back off that. So it's Dre and Jimmy Butler. And I have no problem with that.
But do you think
anybody in Warrior World, shout out Sheed, and on the Warriors team are talking to those two dudes like we need better or more?
Yeah, I'm sure they are, but they're not capable of doing it. That's my point. And I'm looking at 25 role players on 5 other teams in our conference, and I don't see anybody's role players that are super duper consistent, super duper dynamic, super duper better talented than us. They're role players just like the Warriors role players. But they must be getting it done. You know, why is Memphis 13-14 and the Warriors are 13-14?
It's wow.
It's got to be the big boys.
Okay, so what do you do with that moving forward?
Well, you've got to put it into the equation, and you've got to start asking yourself how realistic it is to think that these 3 guys are going to be able to play better over the course of the rest of the season, because they're going to have to. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're also going to talk about why we're talking about this right now on the other side. Anthony Slater is going to join us sometime after the 12 o'clock hour. Writes for ESPN, covers the Golden State Warriors. He wrote a fascinating piece on Klay Thompson and the Warriors and how they still have a relationship. And I'm talking about Klay and Steph Curry, and just kind of an interesting story looking back at what happened to Klay. We can talk a little bit about that, but I'm here to tell you today that most of the onus for this Warrior team right now has got to come down to the big boys. They've got to be the ones to start to carry until the other guys come around, if they can. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. And don't forget, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I gotta put some respect on my gambling.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steve Kerr has said a lot this week. Warriors back in action tonight against the Phoenix Suns. 6 o'clock start. Warriors live.
I'm excited
at 5 o'clock. But let me announce something right now that is big, and our listeners are going to want to get involved. You ever heard of a guy named Dave Chappelle?
Come on, he's just the best comedian in the world.
He's a comedian?
Yeah, one of them.
All right, he's so famous, I've heard of him, obviously. Anyway, Dave Chappelle is taking over Chase Center on February 7th. It's the day before the big game, and y'all know what that is. And tickets go on sale tomorrow, and tomorrow, Friday at noon. So tomorrow at noon, tickets go on sale for Chappelle. But we've got a chance for you to win them before you can buy them. All you have to do is listen today and tomorrow for the code words. Then when you hear the code words, head to 957thegame.com and enter them for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show, courtesy of Live Nation. So we're going to be giving away the code word sometime in the next 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and that'll be code word one to get you to Chappelle. And then all you got to do is listen tomorrow and do the same thing, and you're in the hopper to go see Dave Chappelle. He's a funny guy.
Rick James!
He's got some real good bits.
Well, he's the man.
He's got some real good skits and sketches.
Would you do that Super Bowl Saturday night? Go check him out.
If I got tickets.
Well,
he's pretty funny.
He's one of the funniest to ever do it.
Yeah, we could argue about that, but why?
You excited? Dude, you and I have been wearing sweaters all week. And we meet.
Well, I've been doing it for years.
Our new bosses. We meet her today. I'm a little nervous. Now, why would you just soak your head?
Because you're not going to meet her. She's just going to give a presentation.
No, I'm personable. I'm going to put my black hand out and say, "How are you? I'm Daryl L. Johnson, the guru." And there you go. Come on down.
All right.
You got a speech for her or something, right?
I got nothing.
We're supposed to come up with a question.
I have a question, but I'm not going to. I mean. It's not like I did prep for it.
It's a pretty good question.
It is.
It's one on everybody's minds.
Give me some good news,
okay,
man.
Okay, I got some good news. I got good news. Steve Kerr, his last thoughts are optimistic about this team. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Goo. Now, he said a lot this week, but this one caught my eye yesterday. In The Athletic, Nick Friedell's story.
Nicky.
It's very simple for Dub Nation, is what Steve Kerr said.
All right, I'm ready.
It feels similar in that we're inconsistent. The question was about the Warriors being 13 and 14 and being inconsistent, kind of like they were last year. He said it feels similar in that we're inconsistent. We're around 500, but I know that we have the answers here. Last year, I felt like we had to make a move. This year, I don't think that's the case. I think we have what we need here, but we need to develop more consistency in our play. And that starts with me giving these guys more consistent roles. Let's buckle up. Let's look around. Let's galvanize. And let's move forward together as a unit. We don't need anybody in here. We've got what we need. So my question to you, Daryl, do you believe the Warriors have what they need in that locker room?
No. Nope. We need some length, and we need some dogs. We need some Thundercats. We need some athleticism. And right now it looks like the guy that fits the bill for me in regard to those boxes is on his way out of here. And the likes of Matt Steinmetz of the world, not just yourself, are telling me not to expect anything of substance coming back. So that's the nightmare on Warrior Street for me. But there is no doubt in my mind we need some more oomph. And Al Horford, Steiny, I'm not hating on him. I just thought that was it didn't fit. And now it hadn't even got off the ground. So Steve's being a coach. I love the dude, man. But he's what's he supposed to say? No, we don't. We're slow and we're – no, I get it. But I don't think the answers – I expected them to be. That's why I had Western Conference Finals when Willard asked me at the summit at Jackson Pleasant Hill. So that's still there. I can't come off of that. But if you're asking me right now and taking my temperature, I feel like this team doesn't have what I thought it had. And that was the moxie, the pedigree, the fight, the know-how, and the championship pedigree that they displayed when Jimmy came to town last year. All of a sudden, that's gone. Nobody knows where it went.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, what he's saying to me is actually not much different than what you've been saying. Like, he's saying we have everything here. So that tells me he thinks, like you, Butler can give more. I think he thinks, like you, Draymond can play a lot better. I think he thinks, like you, the bench or the, you know, the subs can play a lot more consistently than they have played. And, you know, I feel like every year's different. But if you're asking, you know, they did go 23-8. They did win in the first round of the playoffs. They have the same players. So,
yeah.
It is fair to want them to play better. How much better, I don't know. But like when he says we have, and I'm not being smart here.
Right.
But when he goes, you know, I don't think we have to make a move. We have the guys here to get it done, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I believe him too. They could get to the 5 or 6 seed with this team. But I don't think realistically we can't get to 1, 2, 3, or 4 with this team.
Well, let me ask you why they're 13 and 14 through 27 and why,
you know why
when they go face a Giannis-less Milwaukee team, Indiana with all this. Why are teams just feasting on us? Is it because my nightmare, Stoney, I'm saying it, are we old and slow for the most part in the most important positions?
Yeah, oh, clearly, because you're old and slow. Your three players that play the most are older and slower. Curry's Curry.
Yeah,
I want to make sure about that. But
wow, man, that's sobering. Correct.
The more I think about it, the more I think it is going to be. It's going to be on mostly Butler and Draymond. And if Kuminga can do, can help, then he can help. But the responsibility and the obligation, that does not lie with Kuminga. I think it lies with Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. That's who's obligated to play better, to me, on this team. They have to.
Yeah. And you said the starting five, if you can refresh my memory, Sonny, if I'm correct, is Moody.
Curry, tonight. Moody, Butler, Green, Post.
All right. I was once high on that, so let's go.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Dre in Oakland to get us started. Hey, Dre, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
appreciate the call. Love what you guys do.
Thanks.
You know what? I think I want to take a different approach. Usually, I want to talk about facts and details and players. Can I be an emotional fan for a minute?
All day.
Guru, you riled me up because you know what he said. Kind of, you know, it got me. It's along with my thinking is when he said we need some dogs, we need some Thundercats, we need Moxie, we need fight. That's along the lines that I'm thinking about. And, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of facts to it, but what I'm saying is, like, almost we need a little more controversy. Almost I need some stories of some people arguing in the locker room.
Ooh.
I need to be like somebody wants to punch somebody out. Now, I'm not calling for a fight. I'm just saying a little drama. I get this. It's a little too safe.
Wow.
I need some volatility. I disagree with Steve Kerr to say we haven't been consistent. We have been consistent. Consistently bad. Consistently playing the same. It's been consistent. We don't want consistency. But pedigree is the problem. Jimmy Butler is known to cause some trouble in the locker room. He's known to call some people out. He's tan and safe, like, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, and because of the pedigree, because of this, we need to throw that. I like Steve Kerr. The thought comes to my mind like a Tom Thibodeau who's going to take these players and run them into the ground. There is no saving. We're not saving anything. We're not thinking about long term. We need some fight, some moxie. I need some drama. I need the rumors to be coming out the locker room that somebody's getting on somebody's nerves and they're going to call them out and argue on the bench. Mm. I mean, this is an emotional take, but I'm just saying I don't want to hear consistency, safety, or I think we're okay. Like, somebody needs to be getting in somebody's face. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
No, that's interesting.
Fired up.
That's all right, thanks, Dre.
We're doing fine. I mean, this is part of...
No, but just think about what he said. Well, I have, and I have a response.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. He's talking about Jimmy Butler. Fascinating guy, fascinating player. Here's the problem. Jimmy Butler hasn't even been here a year. Look at his other stops and how he acted. He can't call anybody out here. Who's he calling out? Curry? Draymond? He can't call out a guy who's been here longer than him. I don't care who Jimmy Butler is.
He lightweight his
vice
done that after
versa.
Some games.
Nobody can call out Jimmy Butler. That's the bottom line.
Then the caller's right.
Who's going to call out Jimmy Butler?
Well, I got some sound from you. Eddie Johnson, the great Eddie Johnson, joined the morning roast this morning. See what his thoughts. Let's hear his thoughts on Jimmy Butler and him just pacing himself.
Okay.
What I've always said about Jimmy Butler, he reminds me, I used to play with a guy, Derek McKee. And Derek McKee probably was one of the best all-around players that's ever played in the NBA. But the one thing with Derek is Derek knew that he was always one going to get his minutes. And he knew that offensively, if he decided that he was off that night and didn't show an aggressiveness, that he still was going to stay on the court because he felt that he could still help the team win and not score, even though he needed to score. And so he would deviate away from the scoring and then just pass the ball, try to set people up and rebound and defend. And I used to always say, yeah, that's cool, but, man, you still need to be aggressive in scoring the ball. That's Jimmy.
Somebody's got to tell Jimmy that.
Yeah, he doesn't know it.
Nah, Stein.
No, he doesn't know his game after 15 years.
But to the caller's point, I felt that about getting nothing, you know, and you can say, well, hey, you know, nobody's turning their back on each other. But it has been a little safe, and Jimmy was brought, we know he's gangster like that, basketball gangster, to where, and Stein, he's been frisky after some losses, like this ain't good enough. Basically, saying if it
harmless.
Don't get better, I'm going to call some people out. But now he's to me, and it sounds like to that
he
caller
be careful.
And Eddie Johnson, he's one of the dudes that need
exactly.
to be called out.
But nobody can call him out.
Then that's a problem.
Well, but that's what you get when you acquire Jimmy Butler.
That's
I
just
mean, period, end of story.
You're right, man.
It's like, okay, when he was in Minnesota, clearly he was frustrated with Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins.
Yes.
Okay. So he makes a scene.
No, that was a scene.
He can't do that here with Draymond and Steph. They ain't Wiggins and Kat. Now, and the other thing is, yeah, I guess Butler could, after tonight's game, if something happens, rip Pods or rip Moody. I don't think that would go over well, quite frankly.
What's going on with the team?
But second, but he's part of the problem. And, you know, like Butler hasn't earned enough stripes here to start calling out any veteran. And then if he wants to call out some young guys, I think that's dicey too, considering he hasn't even been here a year. But what I also know is there ain't nobody on this team that's going to call Jimmy Butler out in a way that he might not like. Steph Curry and Draymond Green, they know Jimmy Butler. And they know that they got to tiptoe around him.
We are so fundamentally different because I think Jimmy Butler came to town with those stripes. I mean, these dudes are not 25 and 26.
All the Warriors have seen is Jimmy. All Brandon Podziemski and Moody and Kuminga have seen is Jimmy Butler here. Whatever he did in Miami, it doesn't matter. So, like, Jimmy Butler wants to come. Jimmy Butler has no right to come down anybody's road. He just got here. And he's struggling now, too.
Right.
And he doesn't have 10 years of evidence.
Convey that to him.
Well, who do you want to do that?
Draymond, the coach?
Okay.
Well, he's turning it.
Well, we've also, but
somebody's
dying. We've got to acknowledge who these people are. We've got Steph Curry, who's a quiet leader. Always has been, always will be. We've got Draymond Green. Oh, the fire and soul, the heart and soul. He's our emotional leader. But what do we know about Draymond?
He picks his battles.
He won't go challenge Butler. Of course he's not going to challenge Butler.
Well,
so that's like team dynamics are another part of this.
Listen, you know me. You do for 8 years, Steiny, and I think I get positive a positive grade on who I am as a person. I have never once abused my privilege and blessing of talking on the radio here in the Bay Area. But now I do feel like a superhero in this sense. If you're right, then I'm right for what I'm trying to do, and I hope gets relayed to Jimmy Butler, because Nick Friedell's on it. He wrote about it. And if we keep talking about, and Eddie Johnson's of the world basically butcher assed him, backing that assessment up of he needs to do more, well, maybe it'll come that way from the streets or social media or the media. But the fact that you're telling me, and I think you're right, because it hadn't happened to Dre, that this dude is above somebody asking for him to do something more, then I have a cape on it. It might not be enough, and I'm a nobody, but that's BS. You know it. I know it. And that's shame on the Warriors culture if that's the case. He is not doing his all.
According to you. Now,
and according to Eddie Johnson.
Well, but Eddie's talking about his whole career. So the Warriors, like, let's not sit here and act like the Warriors didn't know what they were getting with Jimmy Butler.
What did I miss? I never missed this coasting part. Seriously.
Wait, you never missed it?
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like
got
you missed
funky.
It.
No, he was Jimmy Butler.
You don't
Buckets.
Think he ever coasted?
If he did, Steiny, I wouldn't follow.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Anybody
like
from
now.
Miami here?
Well, yeah. See, that thing got toxic.
Well, no, I'm talking about 3 years ago with Miami. Mm.
I guess I will sleep. All I think about is Jimmy, the bubble butler, taking that team and going up against Denver.
Don't like, you remember how much we talked about his baggage? You don't think we talked about Jimmy Butler's baggage and asked what happened in these places? And then the people that are really, really super defending Jimmy Butler say, it's usually about money. But once he gets his money, he's fine. But there's other people that have watched him his whole career and say, this is just kind of who he is.
Oh, wow, man. So this is new to me.
You can't acquire a player and then be surprised when he turns out to essentially be the player that people think he is.
Wow.
Let's go to, Carter, he's got it. Let's go to Anthony in Benicia. Hey, Ant, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and I'm just sit back and let me take the wheel. Guru, check this out. First of all, so I put notes in the phone, but I'm going to go with note number two. They draft players expecting them to be like a loony. And what I mean by that is sacrifice their game.
Yeah.
And you have young guys that are coming into the league. Everybody is not going to be willing to do that. Jonathan Kuminga is a perfect example. He is not. He has been here for almost 5 years, and he will not conform to what the Warriors want him to do. You see Pods is coloring outside of the lines a little bit. You see Moody is, you know, kind of up and down and in and out. But the Warriors, they're not drafting. They're not, to me, they're drafting guys and kind of clipping their wings and really want them to be what they want them to be. Mm. And I feel like in the league, you have to get a chance to explore and find out who you are. There are a lot of young guys in the league right now that can come over and help us. We have second tier, almost third tier supporting cast. We got a bunch of Jags in the words of Steve Smith Sr., if I'm being honest. The other thing that I really wanted to say is, we have continued and continue to glaze or to gloss over with the thing that is just continues to stand out. We still haven't replaced Jordan Poole. No matter how many times anybody wants to not talk about it, Jordan Poole is what we're missing. His scoring, his confidence, his swag, his audacity, everything that he was, we can't get from anybody on this team. He was the only person that kind of figured out how to play with the big three. And unfortunately, Draymond Green messed that up. Now I want to kind of respond to the last caller. We don't need no god darn controversy. The last time we had that, somebody got punched out and sent to Washington. So no, we don't need that. We need to be honest with ourselves as fans and understand that the Kerr era and or offense and his philosophy has ran its course, because the only superstar we really have on his team is Steph. Everybody else is just a supporting cast. And if you really want to be honest, if we wanted to do everything for Steph to win a ring, we would either bench or trade Draymond Green so we can get some quality people to come in and help. Wow. You can throw out all kind of names. OG Anunoby. You can, I don't know, Josh Hart. Just all these different guys that are not 30 or maybe they're like 29, 27. They're in their actual prime. Their game has already come to form. They know who they are, and yeah, they can come to this team and help us. But the Warriors are stuck on, we want to go old and we got to want to go mature. And everybody believes that Steve Kerr, I know his resume is amazing, but at this point, you got to be blind, deaf, and crazy not to see that it's just not working.
All right. Really thanks, Anthony. Stuff.
Appreciate
what about
the call.
What do you think that's what they try and, but didn't explain Jordan Poole's emergence, but do you think the Warriors draft these guys and then try to clip their wings and fit them into a box? But they haven't really needed them up until, you know, life after KD. And I need tissue because you know how exactly I feel about Jordan Poole. He was perfect. And we have nobody that can cook like that. And that's what the rest of the league has, man.
I mean, in a way, it's hard for me. If you put just drop Jordan Poole on this team, I don't, like, they've
but if
got
he was a six-man first dude off the bench.
Yeah, I don't know how much better the Warriors would be. He like, they're at, to me, they're at kind of the point now where you bring another guard or two in here, they might get lost. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
oh, man.
I mean, I get it. People are disappointed about what happened with Poole
perfect, yeah,
years ago, but like, close. They need a lot more than just Jordan Poole at
we
this
need
point.
Eight Trey Murphy to thirds. Guys like that, man.
Well, you have to wait a couple years for that. A couple years.
Or the 15th.
Yeah, I good luck with that. And that's the other thing that happened. You know, that's the other.
I'm getting down the other when
residual.
You tell me that.
Well, it's the other residual effect of, you know, Joe Lacob, whether it's been Lacob or whether it's been the organization or whether it's been Curry or whether it's been Bob Myers, you know, they figured out a way to get Andre Iguodala. They figured out a way to get Kevin Durant. They figured out a way to even get Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
So, you know, they know how to get guys. The question is, can they get any of those guys with this personnel having to be traded for them? Like, that to me is the problem. But I'm gonna start, I'm gonna kind of pick up where I started, and that is I'm looking at some teams in the West: the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, Phoenix, Memphis. And I'm just looking at their kind of 4, 5 through 10 players.
You didn't mention Hachimura he would be the best player on the Warriors by far of the others. You didn't mention him the first go round.
Well, I kind of put him in their three or four man core.
All right, all right.
So, you know, for Minnesota, Jalen Clark, Terrence Shannon Jr., Rob Dillingham, Bones Highland. Those guys aren't great.
But they can play, Stani.
Better, like, are they better than Pods, Moody, and Kuminga?
They're more.
They shouldn't be.
Okay, but they're more athletic. Well, and they got, I feel like, a better bag than Moody and Pods. Highland is not a scrub. I know he's been 900. He's not a scrub.
He hasn't played at all in the last couple years.
I was watching him play last night.
Marcus Smart, LaRavia, Jackson Hayes, and Gabe Vincent. Man. Denver, Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, Hardaway Jr., Valanciunas.
Those are not bums, though.
I'm not saying they're bums. Okay. I'm saying,
I like those guys.
Let's stop blaming. Why is Memphis 13-14? They've been playing without Ja Morant. They're the same record as the Warriors, and their role players are Aldama, Londale, KCP, Cam Spencer, and Conchar. Those guys aren't like head and shoulders better than the Warriors' seven subs.
Well, they're longer. That's for sure, Steiny.
Okay.
KCP's a shooter.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you're telling me that all those guys that I mentioned
the Memphis
are
dudes
better than the Warriors' second-tier players, then I got news for you. The Warriors' top three players aren't even close to being at the top of the league in terms of three-man units. And then if you're telling me that our subs are like these guys, well, then our subs are just average.
Those guys get consistent minutes. With these dudes, I'm just defending our guys. They just get their change. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one day you're in, one day you're out.
All right, time for the code word. Code word. The code word is Dave. Dave. So go to 957thegame.com and enter them For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show, courtesy of Live Nation. You want to go to see Dave Chappelle? The code word is Dave. You go to 957thegame.com and enter it, and you got a chance to win tickets to Chappelle February 7th before the big game. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.